Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. You are at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're just joining us, first hour, pretty much all Texans, which is okay. It's football time.
Yeah.
You can find all that on podcastarena.com if you want to get in with your thoughts. You know the number. Couple things. I should stop doing this because it hurts my voice. Doing my Barry Warner impression. We were just having discussions on people we work with that we'd like to get high with. Barry's really high on my list.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd love to get high with Barry Warner. I think that'd be hilarious.
Okay. Yeah, I'm probably out on that.
I'd like to get high with Salisbury.
All right.
I don't know that he does that, but I don't know that Barry does either. But
I don't either.
That's pretty much my list, I think.
Okay.
Everybody else that I would want to get high with, I probably already have. So there's that.
Mine is Joel Blank.
Oh, that would be good.
The Mighty Gwynn.
He's not here anymore.
So, does he have to be here?
Yeah, people here. That was the point of it.
Joel Blank, David Gow.
Good choice.
Juggalo Trey. Top three.
I bet you can make one of those happen. I'm just guessing. Just guessing randomly.
I think Juggalo Trey, even though if you talk to Juggalo Trey for like 10 minutes, you would think he's a giant pothead. I don't think he partakes.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
He just came back from Colorado, and he didn't get into
anything, huh?
Yeah. I told him to bring me back some edibles. He
chose not to. Yeah, it's funny, I brought back a bunch of edibles. The TSA inspected my bag and everything, and they didn't care.
Hmm.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not suggesting everyone do it.
Yeah, but, well,
I had gummies and mints, and the gummies come in like a little tub, and I had a couple of those tubs I put in there, and I just kind of scattered them around in my clothes, and then I had mints that are like, they're sort of the size of Altoids, but they're a different color than Altoids, so I bought a container of Altoids. And threw about half of the Altoids out and dumped those weed mints in and just threw that in my bag. And no one seemed to mind.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw that thing in there, it was like TSA's inspected your bag. I was like, ah, oh, damn it. But then all my pot was still there.
Yeah, but you'd be going to jail if they had found it.
I would have said, I just forgot that stuff. I don't think you go to jail for that.
I'm pretty sure it's a felony.
Well,
I could be wrong about that. I'm sure that one of our...
I didn't do that. I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I think he pretty much just admitted to a felony on air. I don't have the stones to try that. I'd get caught. There's just no way. I have bad luck with things like that. That's why I
mean, I'm the master of bad luck with air travel, and I got through.
Well, I know, but when it comes to committing felonies, I'll get caught. I'm just scared to death of doing it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Lamont said thoughts on his Spencer Tillman video audio. Lamont's got an article on the site today about Spencer and him coming out basically saying the Texans specialized in turnovers when they were 27th in the league last year. I like Spencer a lot. I think he's really good on college football. But on these Texans games, this is not his forte.
Okay.
And fortunately, it's only preseason. But, and I like the guy a lot, but I don't think he's, this is outside of his wheelhouse. How's that?
That's fine.
Is that as nice as I can be about it?
That's fair.
So the Nevada State Athletic Commission will at least entertain the possibility of Mayweather and McGregor wearing lighter boxing gloves.
I don't think they'll do it.
I don't either. It says both fighters have submitted official requests to wear 8-ounce gloves for their junior middleweight fight. Per Nevada regulations, any fight contested above the weight of 147 must utilize 10-ounce gloves. And they're at 154. So
that the reason why I don't think it'll happen is because if there's some sort of, and I know it's rare in boxing, but if let's say there's some sort of catastrophic injury, then the state can be held responsible for that. They don't want to do that.
No. 713-780-ESPN. Everybody wants to hear your Mighty Gwynn impression for some reason.
The Mighty Gwynn? I don't have a stone, Mighty Gwynn
a stoned Mighty Gwynn impression.
Mighty Gwynn here. Baked. You know what I saw last night on the Texans game was I saw Deshaun Watson, a black man, playing a black style of quarterback, running the ball before passing the ball. He scored a touchdown, but he ran. He's playing into the stereotype, which is probably why he's going to fail. How's that?
I like it. I like it. Well done.
Isn't that the kind of hot takes you go for?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 832 says his or Jong and Glenn Davis.
Oh, Glenn Davis is a good one.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. Hell, I've been trying to get drunk with Glenn forever. He's just always too busy. He's a big star.
He really is.
713 says, Fred, I'm going to Vancouver in October. Is it okay for me to buy pot up there? It's not technically legal, but they don't enforce it.
Okay. They don't have, shops there?
No. I mean, and they're about to fully legalize it in Canada. But, I mean, I was stunned the first time we went, and we were out in the smoking area, and there's people just smoking pot and saying, here, you want some of this? I'm like, yeah. Outside, right in front of everybody. And it's like, so it's basically decriminalized. It's very similar, I guess, to what we have here. You're not going to jail for it unless you're trying to distribute. And that's, You know what I haven't noticed since the law changed?
What's that?
I have not noticed people actually smoking weed in public as much as I thought I would see. Just being out and about.
I don't see much of that, honestly.
I see a lot of the vape pens.
Yeah, I see that too. But I think it's just like when open carry became legalized.
Yeah.
Like, no normal people are wanting to walk around with a gun belt on, with a pistol hanging off their hip, like that's visible to everyone. No one's that ridiculous, I don't think. So just because you can do it doesn't mean you do it. I don't think you'd see a lot of that anyway.
Yeah, I kind of figured that people would be a little more open about it. But I don't in public.
No.
I mean, I really never have that. Maybe once or twice when people had it. D. Trent says, if you ship edibles via FedEx or UPS, it's easier to get it here.
I mean, I don't know. My suitcase worked pretty well.
Batman's ugly brother would get high with you, me, and Beth.
Okay.
Hmm.
Interesting.
That could.
I'm not that fun to get high with, to be totally honest.
It.
Would you get flogged if you were high?
I wouldn't.
Not me. I'm not like a social high guy. I just like to just kind of, be by myself. Hmm. I'm not.
So you're not different than your normal self.
Yeah, not really. Not much different, except I just feel happier. Feel better.
You're a lot more laid back.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I would guess. Just guessing, of course.
Just guessing.
I wouldn't know, but just seem to relax a lot more. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. We'll take some phone calls today if you want to weigh in on what you saw last night or anything else. It's all fair game.
My computer career that's a place you can go if you've got a job that you don't love, or you had to work outside in the heat today, or you're just not making enough money. My Computer Career is the spot to get you on the right track to a computer career. If you've been thinking about a career in IT, but you're like, I don't know if it's going to be right for me. I don't know if I know have enough knowledge. I don't. Well, great news. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. That'll kind of let you know where you're at and if a computer career could be right for you. My Computer Career is where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Just watching my little video. Pretty good. Brandon did a nice job with this. It's the first video that we've done at our new little studios. I'm very excited. We'll send it out later.
How you looking in there?
I look hideous, but I look less hideous than normal because...
He photoshopped you?
He did not photoshop me because there's only so much you can do, but there's enough other stuff going on that you don't pay attention to me.
Okay. That's the idea,
there's
right?
Pictures that go over it and things like that.
Good call.
Yeah, just a minute long. It's a little promo for SportsMap. So we wanted to test everything and see how it goes, but we'll be putting that on social media so you guys can make fun of me. Like you always do. But
I never do that.
Oh, please. You'll have a whole segment.
I've never made fun of your appearance.
You'll have
any
a
way.
Whole segment, man. You'll just be destroying me.
Can you think of that, John, where I've ever done something like that?
Maybe one or two times.
Once,
maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
What's a show? Are you kidding me? 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. And I've been wanting to get to this, and we just haven't. I don't know. I'm guessing you're going to be anti this, but I could be wrong.
Because I'm anti pretty much everything.
Well, where do you come down on Cheetos?
I'm okay with Cheetos. I don't really eat that kind of food anymore.
John, Cheetos?
Regular Cheetos or hot Cheetos?
Well, we'll just start with...
My kids love Cheetos.
We'll start with regular Cheetos.
Not a big fan of regular Cheetos, but I love the hot Cheetos and the extra flaming hot Cheetos.
Okay.
Well, there is a restaurant opening in New York. It is the world's first all Cheetos restaurant.
I'm against that. There is a restaurant in New York that's all bacon.
Now that I'm for.
I went there, I feel like the last time we went to New York for work. I made a trip out of my way to go to it's called the Bacon Bar. And they've got craft beer and all kinds of bacon.
Oh, that just sounds awesome.
I had like a bacon sampler. There was like several different kinds of bacon.
I love bacon. I love bacon wrapped bacon.
Oh, that's good.
Bacon wrapped anything is good. You could almost do bacon wrapped Cheetos and they'd be okay. Because that's how good bacon is. But one of the things on the menu is Flamin' Hot Mac and Cheetos. So it's mac and cheese with Cheetos all in it. It looks absolutely hideous. I have to say.
Mac and cheese Cheetos or mac and Cheetos
it's got mac and cheese, but then it's got Cheetos all over it and as part of it.
Like a crust?
Yeah.
I'm out on that.
Yeah.
John, you never cry when you're drunk?
No.
Okay.
And when I partake, I get very, very quiet.
You're always very, very quiet.
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever cried because I was drunk or high.
Yeah, but you're of the three of us, you're most likely to cry anyway.
No. You cry at movies. I don't cry at anything. Okay, twice in my entire career.
You cried on the air.
One time.
That's one more time than I have.
Well, it was a emotional thing.
I mean, I know I was here, but I didn't cry.
Well,
Jonk didn't cry.
You just weren't passionate about it.
I must not be passionate about anything.
No, I mean, that's probably the only time in the last 5 years I can think of that I cried at anything.
Okay.
I just don't, it's going to sound wrong. I just don't care enough about
that's
things.
That's how I am. I don't, there's nothing that really. Like,
yeah, that's why.
Besides my family, I just don't care about, well, that's not true. I cried when my dogs died, so.
Yeah, well, that's, and that's acceptable.
Yeah.
But I, when I get stoned, it depends on the weed, too. Most of the time, I just, I start spouting philosophy and I get really creative and want to write stuff, but then I'm too lazy to get up and go write. It's kind of So 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says Burger King has mac and cheese fries.
I'm so out on Burger King.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the last time I went to Burger King. Well over 10 years.
Yeah, it's probably been that long for me.
I've never had their chicken fries because I haven't been to Burger King since they started serving chicken fries. Like, when I went to Burger King, it was just a burger place. They didn't have all this weird stuff that they serve now.
Yeah, I think when I went there, all I ever got was that their like chicken sandwich that had cheese on it.
Yeah.
That was it.
I think the last time I went to Burger King is when Burger King introduced their new fries. And their new fries weren't that good. And everybody was saying, oh, their new fries are so good. No, it still tastes like Burger King to me.
Burger King or Jack in the Box?
Jack in the Box.
Burger King or Wendy's?
Wendy's by far.
Burger King or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
I'm out of.
That's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. I'm kind of with you on the rankings there.
Like, I don't know if there's a fast food place I'd rather go to Burger King than. I'm having a hard time coming up with one off the top of my head, to be honest. I'd rather go to Taco Bell than Burger King.
Yeah, see, I Taco Bell, no, for me. I wouldn't go to either one, but if that was my only choices, I'd probably go Burger King.
Here's one place I don't really like their food anyway. I don't like Sonic's food.
Yeah, I'm with you on Sonic.
Sonic has awesome drinks and awesome desserts, but I'm not big on their food. I would definitely go there over Burger King.
James Coney Island.
Oh, that's hot dogs only.
Yep. Mm. I know one person that goes to James Coney Island, Jerome, and I have no idea how they're still in business.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a place where they launder money or something.
Yes, you might be right. Because
they just got a new logo like a year or two ago. And it's
and
like,
all their restaurants are like new looking
now.
Yeah,
I'm like, I see like one car there every single time I pass it by, and it's like, I bet it's the employee, but like every single one of them is still in business.
Yeah, I might go Burger King over that. Just because there's no, I mean.
Well, when I was a kid, that place was where we went for after football games and stuff when we play up here. And I liked it back then. And then I went once as an adult and I'm like, oh, this is hideous. Just got out of prison. Glad to be listening to the Blitz. Welcome back. Stay out this time. We need you. We need our listeners.
No, go for it. Whatever you're thinking about doing, just do it. Don't let the man stop you.
Well, and let's be fair, we're not including Whataburger in this conversation because I think that's a different level. Yeah. I think, but of that group, I probably would take Wendy's first. If you're making me
of that second tier,
yeah,
like behind Whataburger, yeah. Wendy's is preferable to the others for sure.
Wendy's, Jack in the Box, McDonald's, Burger King.
That's my rankings exactly.
Wow, John, do you have anything different than that?
No, I don't. I don't think I'd go to Jack in the Box anymore just because their food is so much greasier than everything else. I like Wendy's. I like their. I like all their chicken stuff.
I like Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I like their chicken nuggets.
And their burgers are less hideous than the other ones.
Yeah. Tim Burgess says Burger King's one of the few fast food chains open on Christmas. He says his last two Burger King trips were on Christmas Day. That makes me sad for you, Tim, that you're eating at Burger King on Christmas.
Yeah. What the hell's going on in your life?
Yeah, that's rough.
Oh, Cody asked about Dairy Queen. I've never gone to Dairy Queen for food, just ice cream.
I've gone to Dairy Queen for food a couple times. Like, yeah. They've got their food's pretty decent. I mean, like, I like the steak finger basket. I'll go with that. I don't like Dairy Queen's fries. They're lame.
You know what? Burger King's not bad. They're tacos.
Dude, I've never eaten a taco at
Burger King. Their tacos in Burger King are not that bad. Similar to Jack in the Box.
Well, I don't like Jack in the Box tacos either. That's like, I don't know. Maybe I could have eaten that. Like, I would eat Jack in the Box tacos when in the time in my life where I was really poor. Like, I could see myself doing that. But now, like, I'm an established adult. I feel like there's no good reason for me to eat.
Well, the times that I go to Jack in the Box for tacos is when I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. That's any time, if any of us wind up going to any of these places now, that's why. Nobody's going to say, hey, you know what? Let's head over to Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
832 asking about Carl's Jr. I always liked Carl's Jr. when I was in L.A. I would eat at Carl's Jr. because it was cheap.
Yeah.
But there's not enough of them around here yet, I think. I know there's one out on the way on 290. And I think there's one in Pearland.
There's one close to my house.
Is there?
Yeah, off of 249 in Louetta.
And I think there's one on 610 in Ella near the Heights.
Yeah, a couple of them. They're sprinkled about.
409 says Chick-fil-A greater than all others.
Chick-fil-A not greater than Whataburger.
No.
But Chick-fil-A is pretty good.
But I think I put Chick-fil-A in that Whataburger category.
They're in the premium fast food category.
What about Arby's? Where would you put Arby's?
I used to work at Arby's.
Just as I say that, I get a text from Michael from Get Me Arby's.
I don't like curly fries, and everyone loves Arby's curly fries. I don't like curly fries. I don't like the seasoning on curly fries. So that's a big knock for me. I don't know.
Ooh,
Arby's is in that they're above Sonic and Burger King. But behind Jack in the Box.
Here's a really good one from 918. Long John Silver's or Burger King?
Oh, God. I'll probably go Long John Silver's, honestly.
Ooh, I'll go Burger King.
What sucks about Long John Silver's is no matter what you order, it tastes like fish.
Yeah.
So if you order chicken, it's fried in the same fryer as the fish, so it still tastes like fish. What pisses me off is when there's like a Long John Silver's attached to a Taco Bell.
Oh.
I don't like combined fast food places. Like, you just need to be one thing.
See, like, I always see A&W next to KFC.
Yeah.
And the A&W here that I've been to is not good at all. The ones in Canada are fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know where an A&W is anymore, but A&W, their food has always been just kind of okay to me. But you just go and get a root beer float.
It was so weird because we always go to the one in Canada we go to all the time. And they've got tremendous poutine. Their burgers are fantastic. Their burgers taste like Five Guys. I mean, for a place like that, you'd be surprised. And then I went to one down here trying to get and got a burger. Absolute fail.
Yeah.
Just not the same. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is... Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to just...
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. One guy on here, Whataburger's so overrated. Shame Bell, sir. Shame Bell. 817 says, you got to put vinegar on your Long John Silver's to neutralize the grease. I hate vinegar. That is like the worst. And my wife loves it. She puts it on everything.
I don't like it.
And I can't stand the smell of it.
I've told you before, that's my least favorite smell in the entire world. I'd rather smell a rotting corpse than
malt
vinegar.
And that's how I know when she's pissed at me over something. Because when she makes dinner, there'll be a lot of vinegar in it. And I'll be like, okay, I guess I won't be eating this. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody says, In-N-Out coming to Houston on Westheimer. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. It's in that premium fast food class. I'm Whataburger over In-N-Out, but it's nice to have more options.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the couple of times I've had In-N-Out, maybe it was a little overhyped for me, but I thought it was overrated.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my favorite places is Shake Shack. I love Shake Shack.
I do too, but that's not really fast food
yeah.
to me.
Yeah. It's like a couple people have mentioned Beck's Prime. I don't think that's fast food
that's
either.
That's not fast food.
No.
I mean, if you go to Shake Shack or Beck's Prime especially, like if there's two of you, your meal's going to cost $30-something. That's not fast food.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's a lot of places that are kind of borderline for that. Just because you're a chain doesn't necessarily mean you're fast
right.
food. Because I don't consider Five Guys
fast Five Guys food. Isn't fast food.
No. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number. I'm guessing the people who don't like Whataburger are from outside the state and think we're all just, you know. But so I said, you don't drink pickle juice. No, pickle juice is gross.
That's disgusting.
Pickles are gross. I'm sorry.
I'm okay with pickles on a burger or something.
I'm not.
But like the idea of just drinking pickle juice, that's vile. Like I remember when we were in New York, I went out with my buddy who lives up there, and we went to some bar. He's like, "You've never had a pickleback?" And a pickleback apparently is just where you take a shot of whiskey and you chase it with a shot of pickle juice.
Yeah.
And it was so gross.
I had that one time. I think it was when the Super Bowl was in Arizona. And Tepper and I were out, and there were a bunch of Canadians there that we started talking about Maple Leafs, so they wanted to buy us shots. And I was like, yeah, sure. And I just didn't ask what the shot was. And
whoops.
As soon as I downed that thing, I wanted to throw up. I'm like, oh, my God. This is what you people are drinking? Yep. Ugh. 713-780-ESPN. I've never even heard of Freddy's Burgers.
Oh, yeah. That's like the Freddy's custard and, yeah. I've heard of Freddy's.
Is that a fast food?
I don't know. I've never eaten there.
A lot of people mentioning it. I've just never heard of it. It's funny because.
But guess what? I'd eat there before I ate at Burger King.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, having never been there.
Yeah. I don't care.
Los mentions ever tried Miller's Cafe. There's a Miller's in the tunnel. That place is terrific. That's one of the places when I go meet the wife for lunch we go to. And their burgers are really, really good. And they got other stuff on the menu that I'd like to try, but I don't get there enough. And it's during the day, and it's always, you always got to wait because people are going there for lunch.
Is there a style of food that you just don't mess with?
Not big on Indian food.
That's my one. That's the one I don't mess with.
And that's another one that the wife loves. So it's like, well, when you're going out with your friends, you guys go there.
Yeah, I don't like Indian food because I don't like curry. Now, Thai food, that eliminates about half the menu for me on Thai food is because about half of it has curry in it. But the other half is just like, you know, it's really peppery, almost Chinese foodish. I like that. I don't like curry, though. Particularly yellow curry grosses me out.
Yeah, I'm not big on that. I'm not a sushi guy.
Oh, I like sushi.
I have never liked sushi.
I like good sushi.
And that's another one. I know I'm in the minority on that. Everybody loves sushi, but just not for me. Okay, here's an interesting one.
Interesting question.
Where does Buc-ee's fall on the list?
Buc-ee's is a premium gas station.
Well, but they're a chain now, and they have pretty good food. I mean, well, it depends on which one you go to. Like the one in Baytown, their breakfast croissants are for real. But the one out in Pearland, they're garbage.
Well, that one in Pearland is like a miniature Buc-ee's. I know, that's not even a real Buc-ee's.
But their food sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't consider Buc-ee's a restaurant. I just consider that like a premium gas station. Like they've got gas station food that's just better than normal gas stations. They do have fudge and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then they've got
Buc-ee's barbecue.
No.
Don't do that.
Yeah, this is, and I think this is what happens to a lot of people. 99 says, I'm from Michigan, moved to Houston. Everybody talked about how good Whataburger was. I ate it and I liked it, but it was talked up so much that I was disappointed when I got it. That's how I kind of felt about In-N-Out the first time.
Yeah. You got to try that patty melt. Tell everybody to go eat that patty melt at Whataburger. It'll change your mind about things. If you don't like a patty melt at Whataburger, all right. I'll accept that answer, but otherwise, I feel like you haven't really tasted Whataburger.
Is Smashburger fast food?
No, Smashburger's like Five Guys.
You have to have a drive-through to be five to Do be we, fast
and
food.
Not all drive-throughs are fast food.
Right.
But you have to have a drive-through to be in the, like even Subway. Even though I mean it's sort of fast food, but they don't have a drive-through, so I don't consider them fast food.
Yeah.
What about sandwich shops? What are you like on those? You Subway guy?
I am not. That's not something I will seek out.
Okay.
Now, if I'm here all day and in a rush to grab something to eat,
Subway.
I will go to Subway it's because
right
it's here.
Yeah.
But if it were Quiznos, then I would go. It would
you
be
do
that.
Like Quiznos?
No. I don't like either
you
one
like
of them.
You like Quiznos more than Subway?
No. I don't really like either one of them. That's the point. It's just.
I like Quiznos more than Subway. I like Schlotzky's more than both of them.
Yeah, that's probably fair. I haven't been to Schlotzky's in forever either.
Potbelly is good too.
I've only been there once.
Witch? You like Witch?
I've been there once. Not bad.
That's pretty solid.
I felt like I had to try those places. But I'm just not big on sandwich shops either. If I had to rank in my power rankings, Mexican food, well, Tex-Mex, number one.
Tex-Mex number one?
Over barbecue. But I'd over a burger and then Chinese food. Those would be my four in order. If I get to pick,
I like barbecue.
I could eat fajitas every day of my life. And
I do like Tex-Mex a lot too. I like Italian a lot.
Yeah, Italian would be my fifth.
And I like burgers. Yeah, I like pretty much everything though, except Indian food.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN-SBS. Is there a Chick-fil-A that's not always busy? That's another thing I've noticed.
There's not.
That one in the I guess it's not technically in the tunnel, but it's in that Houston place. Whenever I walk over there, it doesn't matter what time of day, there's always a huge line, and there's 40 restaurants in walking distance, and there's always a huge line at Chick-fil-A. And like,
oh, if you want a line, if you want a Chick-fil-A with not much line, if you can find one in a mall.
Well, this is kind of in a mall.
Yeah, those are best case
But it's scenario. Also it's also like a food court area.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around at all these really decent places with no lines. And you're going to wait 20 minutes in line for Chick-fil-A.
How do you feel about food court pizza, like Sparrow?
Hit and miss.
I used to love that
hit
stuff,
and miss.
Man. I like the Stromboli. Like at the pizza place in the MGM, I always end up eating there. Because, you know, like when we go to Vegas, when we stay in the MGM, I don't like to leave the MGM.
Yeah.
I basically just like to hunker down in there and not have to leave the – like there's been times we've gone to Vegas and I've literally not seen the sunshine.
Yeah.
Because I don't go outside. Now it's harder. It's more difficult because you've got to, at some point now, cross the street to get to the new arena.
Yeah.
But when they used to do them in the MGM arena, I could go for 5 days in Vegas and not go outside and breathe fresh air once.
Yeah. That was actually kind of fun.
That pizza place there, I'll hit that a few times.
Down in the food court?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad pizza, actually.
I think it's like
yeah, I don't know what it's called.
Something like that. I want to say Bonnaroo's, but that's not. I don't think that's right. Bonanno's, maybe?
It's one of those that I don't know the names of any of the places in the food court.
It's just a pizza place in the MGM food court.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Man Centers. If you and your significant other are trying to have kids and struggling, it happens, and it's probably her fault, but because most things are women's fault, let's face it. But there's a good chance it's yours, to be honest. 50% of the time that you're not able to conceive, it's the man's problem. Low testosterone can affect fertility. Sometimes our testosterone counts are low. We don't even realize it. Man Centers helps regain your natural testosterone production. It's not about shots. They're not trying to get you addicted to shots where you got to come in once a week and get your shot. They're trying to let your body produce its own natural testosterone again. The Man Centers will check your sperm count. They'll check out if there's something going on with your sperm that's like some sort of an infection that's keeping them from being effective. Whatever the case may be, Man Centers can fix it. They're a premier medical practice that focuses on reproductive urology and male fertility. The doctors and staff at Man Centers are the experts in reproductive urology. Women have OBGYNs. Men have Man Centers for all your male needs. Mann Centers has multiple locations now in Houston, at Katy Freeway in Campbell, and in the Memorial area. And then they've got a new location in Pearland for you guys on the southwest side. And soon to open a new location off 249 in Tomball. Give them a call today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. That's Mann Centers.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Friday is Trailer Wheel and Frame Friday. Sean and John, Raheel and John will be broadcasting live from the best trailer dealer in town. Trailer Wheel and Frame is conveniently located on 45 North just after West Canino. Come out, catch the live shows, win great prizes, and enjoy complimentary refreshments from Cat's Coffee, Rudy's Barbecue, and St. Arnold's Brewery. And before we get to the gem of the day, just a couple of quick follow-ups here. MJ says, Stripes has pretty darn good breakfast tacos. The only time I get breakfast tacos, I go to Brothers because it's close by and they're great.
Yeah, I mean, Brothers is good tacos.
Yeah, and
That's one thing. Houston's not a great breakfast taco town.
No.
It's just not.
It's a good taco town, but not
agreed.
Not a good breakfast taco.
Austin and San Antonio and like South, that's the good breakfast taco towns.
But I feel like Brothers is kind of my gold standard here. So that's if I want breakfast tacos, that's where.
Maybe I should open a breakfast taco shop.
Maybe. See, you know what, though? How long did we whine about not having great barbecue here, and what happened?
I bitched about it a lot on the radio, and then suddenly it's good now.
Yeah. And now? And there's...
Man, Houston is a substandard breakfast taco town. I sure wish someone would come in and make some badass breakfast tacos. How about that? You think it'll work?
I don't know. We'll see.
Some migas would be nice, too.
A lot of people mention that Jimmy John's greater than Subway. I've never been to one yet.
Jimmy John's is greater than Subway.
I wish there was one here instead of Subway, but well, there goes my Subway endorsement. But then again, the last guy they had, that didn't work out too well for, so probably not. Probably wasn't going to happen. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Remember when people were giving you grief about killing squirrels?
Yes.
And we've talked about there's all kinds of possibilities that there may be a monkey uprising. Yeah. I think there's a possibility of a squirrel uprising.
Well, shocked me.
Well, this one is kind of fired the first shot. A squirrel caused about 82,000 liters of milk to go bad.
Ooh, how's that? That's a lot of milk.
Well, yeah. And not only that, he knocked out power for over 150 residents.
Oh.
Okay. He, basically, a fire was started because a squirrel chewed through a piece of equipment on a hydro pole. So this little squirrel chews this up, starts the fire. Fire knocks out power for 150 residents, but the cheese factory was hit hardest. With the fire affecting their main power line, it would be 12 hours before power was restored, during which time 82,000 liters of milk were spoiled.
Where is this, Europe?
Yeah, it's in Europe. Burnaby. No, I...
Planet of the Squirrels.
Huh. No, it's Vancouver.
Oh, I was going to say. I just
looked, and Harrison Mooney wrote this. He was a former really great hockey writer, because I used to have him on my... is my hockey guy when I was doing the national show. And now he's writing about squirrels setting fire.
Well, listen, everybody takes a step back.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. But, okay, so that just took a weird turn. But they're estimated to lose about a week of production on disposing and cleaning up the milk.
Oh, that's too bad.
And the squirrel escaped. I'm telling you, it's another one of those uprisings we have to be worried about. The squirrels are coming after us.
Yeah.
So, people, when AJ shoots squirrels, don't be mad at him. Celebrate him. Praise him. Thank him for what he's doing. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Mark says, Houston's a great breakfast taco town. You just have to go to the small Mexican taco trucks.
I've been to them.
Yeah.
They've got breakfast tacos, but until you eat breakfast tacos in like Austin or San Antonio or even Corpus, or if you can get down to like the Valley, like Brownsville, that's breakfast taco towns. I mean, Houston's okay. That's something that we lack in, though. For a town that is, I think Houston as a food town is as good as any in the world, at least any in the country. Like, we've got a good, diverse group of restaurants here that, you know, if you want a certain style of food, you can get it, and you can get good here in Houston. Breakfast tacos, it's not world class. It's not Texas class, even. But, like I said, it used to be that way about barbecue, and they stepped their game up.
Yeah, so if we start banging the drum now, more people will come. Said, you guys should not eat in fast food places at all. The city is big enough to give more delicious options every time. Leave fast food for small towns. I don't eat fast food.
Yeah, I don't really eat fast food anymore. Either. But if this, that was the topic that came
15,
up.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Except Whataburger. I eat Whataburger.
Yeah, I do eat Whataburger.
Especially if I'm in a hurry. Small towns only. I'm about that Whataburger life. You're on a road trip.
Yeah.
Whataburger's where it's at.
And all these people are giving me taco places. And, well, this one's in Humble. You guys know I'm not going to drive to Humble for a breakfast taco, right?
No.
Fred doesn't leave the loop.
No. And like I said, I've got one of my favorite places right down the block, so there's no reason for me to go anywhere else. And it's not like I have those very often. I mean, maybe once every 2 weeks I'll get breakfast tacos because I don't really eat breakfast very much.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's 2 hours in the book. That went by pretty quick.
Yeah, second hour faster than the first hour.
Yeah.
Like, we talked at the end of the first hour. I was like, man, that's only 1 hour? It feels like, and we were talking football. Usually we start talking football, the show's over before it starts.
Yeah.
Today's first hour went by kind of slow. But now, hour three, right around the corner now. We're picking up the pace. I like it, Fred. Guys, summer means lots of foot traffic coming through your house. It's a great time to get your carpets and floors cleaned with dirt-free carpet cleaning. Get the summer special for a limited time only. Dirt-free will clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. You heard that right. Get a free room clean with a speed dry with any purchase over $120. The free room can be carpet or tile. Doesn't matter. Don't miss out on this great deal. Other carpet cleaning companies are leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt Free. 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game. 281 Dirt Free. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free. 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.